This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's talk to our guest for the day, Oanda Senior Market Analyst in Singapore, Kelvin Wong. Good morning from London, Kelvin. How are you doing?
Good morning to you, Johnny. I'm very, very good, and good afternoon over at my end over here.
Before we talk about the markets as they are today, I'd just like to get your overview, since it's the first time we've spoken since last Monday, about China. And the latter end of last week was particularly interesting. Not only did we see an interest rate cut, we also saw this indicator from the Chinese Politburo of fiscal stimulus to come. Now, I know we've got a long Chinese holiday coming up over the next few days, but this was a big deal, wasn't it? These comments coming from the Chinese government.
Yes, for sure. Because if you look at it from in terms of the tonality that was being worded in the ex-post meeting statement, they used the word like forceful vow to actually stop the significant decline in the Chinese real estate market that has been the crux of this year-long of a very weak internal demand in China that kind of led to lackluster consumer confidence and business confidence. So with this choice of tonality, and also on top of that, a day before the conclusion of the political bureau meeting, which was on last Thursday, on last Wednesday, there was this very rare one-off handout consumer spending voucher for the needy residents in China. And bear in mind that in the past 1 year or so, the top China political makers has been more very against welfareism, but given this very rare one-off consumer vouchers that is being given out to the Chinese needy residents, that could actually increase the speculation that we could potentially see kind of a expansionary fiscal stimulus that is likely to be announced or potentially to be announced after the week-long of Golden Week China national holiday in China that will conclude on the 7th of October. And that actually led to a kind of a move ahead by this China and Hong Kong benchmark stock indices, which actually recorded a stellar weekly return for the CSI 300, which is 15.7%, and the Hang Seng Index rose by 13% last week. So this is their biggest weekly gain since November 2008 and 1998, respectively.
Kelvin, moving on to this week, we've had a fairly weak opening to stock markets from around the world and for oil as well. Where do you want to start?
Sure. So let's start with, because right now it's about 2 hours from the opening on the European and the UK benchmark stock indices. So you look at the FTSE 100 right now, it's down negative 0.5%. And even the European benchmark stock indices, which could be directly correlated in the past 3 to 6 months with the China stock market due to the fact that several European benchmark component stocks, their revenue are pretty much reliant on China consumer spending, especially those luxury makers and some of the industrial products that's being fit into the end product of Chinese EV. So if you look at the German DAX right now, it's just down negative 0.5%. Even the CAC 40, which is the French benchmark stock indices, is down negative 1.55%. And also what's interesting over here is that this potential upcoming much more forceful stimulus expansionary policy coming up from China is not also being fit into the oil market. So if you look at the WTI oil right now, it's actually down negative 0.6%, followed by Brent crude, which is down negative 0.4%. And it seems to us that the rationale for this weakness in oil price, and as well as the weakness on the several benchmark European stock indices, as well as the UK FTSE 100, is could be due to the fact of this upcoming key economic data release that is due this week in US, which is the US ISM manufacturing and the ISM services PMI, coupled together with the non-farm payroll data and its unemployment rate that is due at the end of this week, which is on Friday.
What are markets expecting from that US jobs data, Kelvin?
So before we talk about that US data, I think market is pretty much also interesting to see the ISM services PMI data. So we know that the services industry is the core engine of U.S. economic growth, powered close to about three quarter of their growth. So if you look at the ISM services PMI data that is actually due on Thursday, market is still expecting a rather healthy blip of 51.5, very similar growth trajectory of 51.5 that was recorded in August. So if it start to show any slowdown, especially dipping to the 50 level mark, that could indicate a first sign of a weakness in the services industry in the US. Now, moving on for the non-farm payroll data. So for non-farm payroll data, market is expecting similar growth of 145K jobs added from the month of September, slightly 3,000 above from 142K recorded in August. So market right now is looking at whether would there be another downward revision for the August figure of 142K. So it seems to us that in the last 3 to 4 months or so, there has been this persistent trend of downward revision on the previous month data. So if we start to see this kind of trend happening again for the previous month of August, which is being recorded at 142K, and if they start to revise downwards to around 133 or 130K handle mark, that could actually start to actually see this kind of risk of a hard landing, recessionary-like scenario in the US, and especially with the unemployment rate ticking back up to the 4.3% again. So previously it was at 4.2%. Market is still expecting at 4.2% right now. So if it starts to tick up to 4.3% or even worse to 4.4%, that could actually increase a hard landing scenario in the US. That means, i.e., the Fed is late in the game. That means in the next few meetings, there will be higher chances of them to kickstart a series of jumbo interest rate cuts, and that may not be bode well for the US stock market because of first, there will be a pricing in of this recessionary like scenario, because currently at this point in time, and especially due to the bullish momentum that is seen on the S&P 500 last week, where it managed to breach another fresh all-time high, market participants will start to be pricing in this risk of earnings slowdown if the US has may have already slipped into a recession scenario.
Okay, Kelvin, thank you very much for joining us today. We'll speak to you again very soon.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse Podcast by Oanda.